The Sudanese army is yet to officially announce its reasons for withdrawing from talks in Jeddah. They were aimed at agreeing a ceasefire with the paramilitary rapid support forces, or RSF. The latest five-day ceasefire began on Monday, but like others before, it was soon violated. Both the army and the rapid support forces blame each other. In a press statement, the RSF accused the army of halting the talks in Jeddah so it could undermine them, and of violating the truce by using air power and heavy artillery to attack RSF positions. In Sudan's capital, civilians are still being caught in the fighting, and basic services and health care are being disrupted.
We are facing huge pressure in the wake of the fighting in Khartoum. We're doing our best to meet the needs of the patients, and the hospital lacks emergency medicine and equipment, especially oxygen, tubes and nutrients, and also medical solutions.
Many fear the conflict will intensify. On Tuesday, army leader General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan showed up among his soldiers for the second time in days. He said the army hasn't yet used all its fighting capabilities, and he threatened unless RSF put down arms, the army will use what it described as lethal force to put an end to the standoff. Mohammed Val, Al Jazeera.